This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Pace says, when people could have a safer community by actually talking to their neighbors and watching out for each other. Exactly. Building mutual aid and working together, essentially anarchism, decentralizing, connecting, building together, instead of just relying on the police and creating a control grid all around you. Ryan says, it takes time for people to hear the message and then to begin to live by the message. And that's very true. I agree that not everybody's ready to hear these ideas, but we're going to continue to broadcast this message and communicate these ideas every single day, because I think it's important for people who do see what's going on to recognize that they are not alone. I've been doing this for 10 years now, starting in Houston with the activist community, the Houston Freethinkers, and over 10 years of hosting meetings and working with people of all types, male, female, black, brown, white, purple, whatever, all colors and races and ages, I've seen that so many people realize that they are alone. And that they're the only one, or nobody else cares like I do. And really, it's just about coming together and bringing people together and trying to help people understand that the solutions are right in front of us. It doesn't involve supporting the cops. It doesn't involve supporting Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Kanye West or, you know, Bernie Sanders or any of these people. It involves, as Pace pointed out, talking to your neighbors, getting to know the people around you instead of trusting the authorities. Reject the authoritarianism and get to know your neighbors, get to know your community. And I think we can actually start to find solutions. And with that in mind, I want to invite everybody to visit freedomcells.org. If you haven't checked out Freedom Cells, that is where we are building decentralized networks of individuals from all around the world, not just the United States, but active in Mexico, active in India and Australia and the UK. People are really organizing and pushing back and finding ways to opt out of these systems and to opt out of the technocratic state that's coming. Because if you stand by and you do nothing, my friends, when they come to basically say you have to get forced vaccinated to go to work, or you need to wear this bracelet to go to work, or you have to have this immunity passport on your phone, or, you know, you need to prove your health status for otherwise the cops are going to come to your house. Like, have you guys seen the trailer for that movie Songbird? I mean, total propaganda, total predictive programming. If you haven't seen this, go see the trailer and then tell everybody, you know, that it's all a bunch of propaganda, because it literally talks about something called COVID-23, but it shows our future. Maybe it's telling us where they want us to be in 2 to 3 years. It shows a world where people are all on some sort of immunity passport. They're locked down. They've been locked down for, I think, years at this point. And if your temperature rises, or if your health, you know, goes to a red alert that says you might have COVID, well, then it notifies the authorities and they come to your house to force quarantine you. This is the shit that these people have planned, and they're really putting it out in the open. So we need to realize that the answer is freedom cells. The answer is hives, hubs, pods, coming together as free, beautiful, powerful people, opting out of these systems and organizing together, building together. As people like Doug are out there working on freedom cells in their communities, we've got people in Australia, we've got people in Atlanta, Oklahoma, Texas, down here in Mexico. I mean, it is building, guys. Either get active and be a part of it, or sit by and do nothing, live in fear, watch the soap opera, because that's what it is, it's a soap opera. This week on this episode of America, election drama. Will Joe Biden or Donald Trump be president? It's all just drama designed to keep you paying attention and distracted and not focused on how you can take care of yourself. That's what it is, guys. So if you want to focus on that, you can do that. If you want to actually build, well, then come connect with us, because we are building the next stage of humanity. We are going to make sure that our children and our nieces and our nephews and our children's children and the 7 generations and beyond that our indigenous communities have been talking about for generations, that they have a better way of life, that they have an option to live in a world that is not completely, totally digital and control grid. And the only way that that's going to happen is if we start building now. If we sit by and do nothing and acquiesce, or we're too afraid to act, or we're comfortable, right? Even when we're living in bad times or things are rough, a lot of people are generally like, well, I still got food in my fridge and I got 100 channels on TV, or I got all the YouTube channels I want and I've got AC and, you know, what do you mean the world's falling apart? Everything seems great. And if you feel that way, I'm happy for you. But you cannot deny the realities of what are coming and that these families, the predator class, these people have planned for the Great Reset. So you can either sit by and be a victim of their plans by choosing to do nothing, and you and your children and your children's children and their children will suffer the consequences, or you can choose to be proactive. You can choose to move and to do what you think is best for your families. For me right now, being in Mexico, helping people get to Mexico, looking for land, building decentralized communities to prepare for what's coming so that I can help my friends and family and loved ones get out if they want to get out when the shit does get worse, because it's going to get worse before it gets better. I have to do that now. I don't want to get stuck locked down, but I also know that when the time comes, I will be back in the United States to help build and to fight if necessary. But in the meantime, what I'm focused on is how can we build so that we don't maybe have to fight? How can we build so that we can create the lives that we want now, rather than hoping that a vote for Trump or a vote for Biden or sitting around and doing nothing and just getting drunk with your friends all the time is going to fix things? We have to take action. And if you're a believer in Christ or Allah or, you know, any religion or even QAnon, listen, I guarantee you the creator, because I do believe in a creator, the creator, our creator, does not want us to sit around idly and do nothing and assume that everything's taken care of. All we need to say is give a prayer and have a little faith and everything will happen on its own. No, we must manifest that reality because we are creators. We are the creators that were given this power from our creator. We can now manifest and create the world that we want to live in. We can either replicate the problems of the past and create a cycle. You know, revolutions talk about that keyword is revolving, going in circles. We can either revolve and go in circles, or we can move forward and propel us forward as humanity seeks to do something better than what we've had, better than what we've seen. The choice is ultimately ours. And right now, in this beautiful chaotic time, that COVID is showing people that solutions are necessary, that maybe they should start taking care of themselves. Maybe they need to start listening to that crazy guy that was telling them to opt out of the system. And now with the election chaos, there's even more tumultuous feelings. People are really feeling on edge and they're worried, is Trump going to be a fascist or is Biden going to be a communist? But we need to let go of that. Let go of them. They're in here. And I've said before, and I heard it from the great radical native activist John Trudell, that this is the most important real estate that exists. The predator class, just like they mine the earth for its resources, they are mining our minds, because this is the most important real estate that exists. This space right between your skull, everybody's trying to get in there. And if they have you by the mind, by the spirit, by the balls or the ovaries, then you're plugged in 24/7 and they're controlling you. Where's your distraction? Oh, reacting to this, thinking about this, afraid of this, wanting that, buying this, consuming this. They've got you. You need to remove the shackles from your minds, my friends. Break free with your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your body, because they seek to control us both on the spiritual level as well as the physical level. So I guarantee you the creator does not want us to sit around and do nothing or to be distracted by the show. Our creator, this creative force that exists within each of us, that each of us can call into and can pray and tap into and meditate and feel within our hands, within our bodies, within our hearts, within our minds, that is our opportunity to create and to build something better. And the predator class, which are simply the yin to our yang, they have recognized that they are creators as well. And they are manifesting this really crazy, fucked up, chaotic world that they have. And they're using the media and all of their, you know, their apparatus to use predictive programming, like I said, with that movie Songbird, they want to get the ideas in our head. Election chaos is coming. The other side's going to steal. What are you going to do? Are you going to fight your, you know, they're trying to plant the seeds in our heads already, because they know that if they can manipulate from the top, they will get us to contribute by manifesting the world that they want. So we need to take back our own power. We are power. You are power. Our minds, our bodies are power. We need to reclaim that power from them and choose to manifest the world that we want. Otherwise, we are simply a pawn in someone else's game.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. We've all stayed alive. You have no idea how important.